Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Divorced Girl Smiling Podcast. My name is Jackie Pilisoff, and I'm your host. I'm the creator and editor-in-chief of Divorced Girl Smiling, the website, the podcast, the mobile app, and more. The first thing I want to say is Happy New Year. I am wishing you all a happy, healthy, safe, and joyous New Year. I love New Year's because it's really a wonderful way to feel optimistic and like you get a new start, a new beginning, and everything's going to be wonderful. But I do know that if you're going through a divorce or you're thinking about one or you've been going through a divorce, a new year can seem really scary and you might not feel so great about it. So that's what I want to talk about today because I want you to feel great about the new year no matter what. I want to offer 23 tips to a beautiful year ahead. That is my New Year's gift to you. I also want to say that I am wishing myself a happy two-year anniversary. The Divorced Girl Smiling podcast was launched 2 years ago today. And let me tell you, the feedback that I have gotten makes me so inspired to want to keep going. All of the messages that people have sent me saying, thank you so much. I never could have gotten through this without your inspiring words. I'm so grateful to you for the podcast. And what I really want to say to everybody is you're welcome. I've been where you are. I get you. I understand what a hard time it is and how alone it can feel. And that is my whole mission, to help people not feel alone, to help you get through this with grace and just with a lot of optimism and happiness and joy ahead. So with that said, I want to start with my first tip of the 23 tips to a beautiful new year. Tip number one, hang around good people. What do I mean by that? So we all have people we hang out with who, when we get home, we say things like to ourselves, I had so much fun. I just love that person. You send them a text. You tell them how great it was to spend time with them, and it's all good, right? Then we have people who are toxic, and you get home, and you think, why? Why did I even waste an hour and a half going out to dinner with somebody who judges me, makes me feel bad about myself? And those are the kinds of people I want you to get out of your life this year. Just don't hang around them. You don't have to have a big dramatic breakup, but just choose wisely who you're spending your time with. Who do you like yourself around? Who makes you feel good? Who makes you laugh? Those are the people you want to be around. The other ones who make you feel bad about yourself are toxic, and get rid of them. Tip number two, try to look at change as a positive. So I believe that one of the hardest parts of divorce is that people fear change, and change is stressful. So going through a divorce is like a catalyst for change. You can't avoid many, many changes, both logistically and just in general. And so instead of dreading the change, realize that it's going to be stressful, but it could turn out to be the best thing that ever happened to you. I promise. I hear from so many people who didn't want the divorce. They'll say to me, it was the best thing that could have happened. My ex did me a huge favor. And they realize it much later. But you will too, I promise. Number three, you are worthy of romantic love. So make this the year that you decide, I am worthy of this. I am not going to date the same guy who drinks a lot, or treats me badly, or I can tell he's getting texts from other women, you know, at 11 o'clock at night when we're together watching a movie. Realize you deserve it and seek out a healthy relationship. It's okay if you have to be alone for a while. It's better to be alone than be with the wrong person. This is about getting yourself the help you need to be emotionally healthy so that you're your best self in a relationship. And you know what? I can't help but mention my newest Divorce Girl Smiling partner. Her name is Maria Spears, and Maria is a dating and love coach who helps people get to a better place so that they can pick the right kind of people when dating. Oh my gosh, I am so excited to have Maria on the DGS team. Maria is such a warm, wonderful person. She's lived this. She's divorced. She gets you. She understands you. And she will walk you through steps and coach you to make better decisions and be a better romantic partner. If you want to learn more about Maria and or hire her, go to maria-spears.com or you can find her on Divorced Girl Smiling. Tip number 5, smile. Now, this might sound like a small thing, but it's not. Did you know that smiling is proven medically to make you a healthier person? A person who smiles more is healthier and happier. So if you're feeling down and you're thinking and stressing about your divorce, shift your thoughts and think of something good, someone you love, your pet, your kid, a beach that you went to that you loved, anything that makes you feel good, your parent who's no longer with you, a happy place, a happy time, and you'll see you'll be smiling and it will make you feel so much better. Number 6, make amends with people. So I'm going to give you the best example that I thought of when I wrote this tip. This past year, about maybe 3 or 4 months ago, I picked up the phone out of the blue. I don't even know what made me do it on this particular day, but I called someone that I hadn't talked to in a year and a half because we had sort of a falling out. And I just, for some reason, was like, you know what? Why am I holding this grudge? I'm not getting any younger. Time is going by and I really, really care about this person. I called him. Oh my gosh, he was so happy to hear from me. He apologized also. I have felt great ever since then. I do not want to be at odds with anybody. It's so silly. Now, I'm not saying that you should forget about anything bad somebody did to you. And of course, we all know there are things that are just unforgivable and you don't want to call everyone. But if it's something that seems trivial at this point, just do it. Pick up the phone and just make peace, because making amends just makes everything in your own life feel so much better. Number 6, if you want something, go after it. What I'm saying to you is picture what you want your life to look like and then go get it. I'm not saying it'll happen overnight. But if you write down the things you eventually want and you keep it realistic, it will happen for you. So for example, let's say you're saying to yourself, I've always wanted to live in Florida over the winter, but I can't afford it. Who am I kidding? Condos there go for, you know, over $500,000. I can't afford a second home. Well, okay, maybe that's not going to happen for you, but maybe you could rent a place for a month. I know a divorced woman who decided to rent a place in Florida last winter for 1 month. She said it was the best month of her life. She didn't pay a lot. The place wasn't like a palace or anything. I mean, it wasn't a dump, but for a month, you could live anywhere as long as you feel safe and as long as it's comfortable. And she is going back this year and doing it for 2 months. So those kinds of stories to me are so empowering. Everything is realistic. Just shoot for the moon and then take what is a little bit below that. Does that make sense? I really hope so. Just remember that if you make good decisions and you know what you want, those are the steps that you can take to get it. All right, I am moving on to the next tip, which is don't doubt yourself. If you make rational decisions and trust your gut, they might not always turn out to be right, but it will all work out. Doubt does nothing but complicate things. It's unnecessary. So if you trust your gut and you know you're doing the right thing, don't doubt yourself and just do it and have confidence in your decision. Next tip, remember that you can reinvent yourself at any age. I've actually done entire podcasts on the subject, interviewing people who have gotten divorced and then reinvented themselves. So when people get divorced, sometimes they can feel lost and they don't really know who they are anymore as a non-married person. I think that's very normal, but I also think it's a wonderful opportunity to take the time to figure out what you want and what you want to do, what you feel passion for. People often say to me that they think they're too old to change careers. And my opinion is that the older you get, despite all of the health challenges and the wrinkles and whatever, not looking as good, you get smarter, you get more efficient, and you just get more wisdom. And I think older people can end up to be more daring because they have the self-confidence. Once you get that self-confidence, you have it, and then there's no stopping you. Perfect example is me. I started off divorced, insecure, feeling like a frumpy stay-at-home mom. I started writing. I wrote 4 novels in like a matter of 3 years. And then I just started a blog. Divorced Girl Smiling started as a blog. And it just has exploded and it's become my business. So you can do it too. Really, I am living my best life because of a passion that I saw to help other people. Next tip, stop comparing yourself to others. I can name 20 women who have better bodies than me, who live in a nicer house, who seemingly have a better life than me. Just stop doing that. It's totally unproductive. You focus on yourself and make your life as close to perfect as you can. And just stop looking at these other people because you have no idea what they are going through. Next tip, don't be afraid of being alone. So if you fear being alone, just stop. It's wasted time and energy. Yes, it's understandable. I get it. I've been there. I've had times in my life where I was afraid of being alone. But remember this, there's a big difference between feeling lonely and being alone. Some people tell me that they felt more alone when they were in an unhappy marriage than they do being newly divorced. That makes a lot of sense to me. I find a lot of divorced people will tell me later that they actually enjoy being alone because it's peaceful, there's no fighting, and it's already done. And being alone can feel empowering. If you like yourself, being alone is a good thing. So don't fear it. Don't have anxiety about it. Being alone for a while is a good thing. Eventually, you'll meet someone if that's what you want. I promise you. But right now, don't be afraid of being alone. It's actually a good thing. You're listening to the Divorced Girl Smiling podcast with Jackie Pilisoff, and I'm offering 23 tips to a beautiful year ahead. Before I move on to the next tip, I want to mention 2 Divorced Girl Smiling partners who I think are absolutely wonderful. My first partner is the divorce firm of Katz and Stefani. So I have known Dan Stefani for 20 years. Our kids grew up together. He's a wonderful person. And he and Andre Katz started the divorce firm of Katz and Stefani in 2008. They have 11 divorce attorneys that work with them, and they are actually all wonderful. I know each divorce attorney there personally. They each have their own niche. They are all just wonderful. You can learn more at katzstefani.com or on Divorce Girl Smiling. The second partner I want to recommend is Vester Capital. Oh my gosh. I have been a client of Elaine Moss and Pete Mullins, a team of financial planners at Vester Capital, for 8 years. They are so awesome. Anytime I have a question about my finances or need anything, they look at the big picture and they will help you with anything. I have called them so many times and they're so gracious and so helpful. And also performance-wise, they've done amazing for me. So the firm is VesterCapital.com or find them on Divorced Girl Smiling. Moving on to the next tip of 23 tips to a beautiful year ahead. Love your body. I see so many women who are so critical about their bodies. They think, you know, I'm saggy, I'm wrinkled, I'm old, I have varicose veins, I'm overweight. If you are healthy, your body is amazing. So if you need to lose weight, I don't want you to lose weight because you think you'll look better and you'll be able to meet someone. I want you to lose weight because I want you to be healthy and feel good, and so that your body can perform in a much better, more productive way. And have gratitude for the body that you do have. If you're healthy, you have everything. And I want to say one more thing. If your jeans are tight, just screw it. Go out and buy bigger jeans. Call it a day. Wear clothes that you feel comfortable in. Don't try to squeeze yourself into your old clothes for the principle of it. All right, next tip. Just breathe. Did you know that it is impossible to do deep breathing and be stressed at the same time? So whenever you're feeling stressed, close your eyes, take two or three deep breaths like you do in yoga, and I guarantee you'll feel better. Next tip, love, love, love your kids, love your parents, love family members as much as you can. When you feel lonely, that you don't have anyone, or that you're getting divorced, that you don't have romantic love, focus on the love that you do have. Even if you don't have kids, even if you don't have parents anymore, focus on anybody you love, your neighbor, the guy behind the deli counter at your grocery store, the barista at Starbucks, anyone. There is so much love going on all the time, all around us. Anyone even that you see on the street that looks lovable, if you focus on love that is going on every minute in the world, you will feel loved and you will realize that you have the ability to love. You will love again after divorce, I promise. Next tip, forgive. So a lot of people probably want to turn the podcast off right now and say, I don't want to forgive my ex. He did this to me. He did this. And there's a whole laundry list. Yes, I get it. I know you're hurting. I know you're angry. I know you're resentful. But you can't stay bitter and angry. You know why? Because the only person that's hurting is you. So I want you to not forget what your ex did to you, but I want you to forgive and try to understand that it's his issue and that you are separating yourself, you are forgiving, and you are moving the hell on. Next tip, focus on today, right now, not tomorrow, not yesterday. If you focus on tomorrow, you're going to be stressed. I have an upcoming court date on January 15th. I'm stressed about it. Or what's my life going to be like? Can I keep my house? I'm not sure. That's stressful. That's focusing on tomorrow. Or if you focus on yesterday, I should have done this. My marriage would have been so much better. Maybe I would still be married. That isn't helpful either. All that does is cause negative feelings. Focus on today. What am I going to do today? What am I going to do this week that's going to make me happy, that's going to make me productive, that's going to get me to the goals I want to be at? So focus on today. Next tip, open your heart. Get to know people before you judge them. Be open-minded. That blind date you went on the other day that was horrible, so what? Maybe you met a nice friend. Maybe you'll become friends with that person. Just be respectful that he took the time to come and meet you too. So don't, you know, roll your eyes and say, I can't take it anymore. Try to find some good in every person you come across. Next tip, stop fighting. All that conflict and anger is just negative. It's unhealthy for you emotionally. It's a cancer that you don't want in your life. So just let go of it. Don't engage when your spouse starts picking fights with you. Just don't listen to it. Try to shut it out. Next tip, verbalize gratitude every single day. I started doing this a few years ago. It really works. Every morning when you're lying in bed, it's a form of meditation What I do is I talk to God before I check my phone, before I get up, before I even start my day. I thank God and I think about all the people in my life that I'm grateful for. And I just think about my health. I think about my kids. I think about everything I have that are gifts in my life. And then I get out of bed. It only takes anywhere from a minute to 5 minutes, and your day will start off on such a better note, I promise. Next tip, engage in self-care. Selfishness and self-care are two very different things. Selfish is when you don't have any regards for other people and you think only about yourself. Self-care means you love and you take care of yourself just as you take care of your kids, your pet, and other people you love. This might mean making sure you go to your doctor's appointment. This might mean buying yourself stuff that you want. This might mean not feeling guilty for getting massages or taking a break when you need it by getting a sitter or going for a long walk when you need it or sleeping more, taking vitamins, going to therapy, getting on medication for anxiety if that's what you think will help you. That is called self-care and we all need it. Next tip is carve out a piece of enjoyment every single day. Life is like a pie, and each piece of the pie represents something. One piece is work, one are kids, one is fitness, the other is cleaning your home, anything. But you need to carve out a piece of that pie for yourself every day and do something that you love just for you. All right, next tip, talk to God. God is listening. You don't have to be in synagogue or church to talk to God. You can express your feelings to God anywhere, anytime. He is listening, I promise. It won't make your problems go away, but it will give you the strength to act in ways to make your problems better, more manageable, and eventually go away. Tip number 22, give. So when people are depressed and feeling hopeless and feeling stressed out, the way to alleviate that stress and that depression is to give back to others. I'm talking about financial giving, but also about giving of your time, philanthropy, volunteering, random acts of kindness, going to visit someone in a elder care facility, going to somebody's house and bringing them dinner if they're ill, offering to babysit someone's kids who is getting divorced or someone who's a widow, helping somebody get a job. Anything that you give back will make you feel so great, like you can do anything. It fosters self-love. It empowers you. It gives you purpose. And the good karma will come back double, I promise. Before I get to the last tip of the 23 tips for a beautiful year ahead, I want to mention another new Divorced Girl Smiling partner who I absolutely think is wonderful. Her name is Holly Herzog. Holly specializes in divorce coaching of women at the beginning of a divorce. Holly is wonderful. She offers individual and group divorce coaching sessions. Another thing Holly offers is a program called Stagger, Stumble, and Stand. It's an e-course that you can buy yourself and do it on your own time. It is a wonderful course that will guide you to peace and freedom. If you want to reach Holly, go to graceuntethered.com or you can find her on Divorced Girl Smiling. Last tip of the 23 tips to a beautiful year ahead is love yourself, you beautiful person. You are amazing. You're strong. You're courageous. You're loving. And you are capable of so much more than you think. So love yourself. Be good to yourself. Forgive yourself for times when you're not your best self or that you're not the best parent you usually are. Do the best you can and push yourself to your potential. But let yourself grieve, let yourself mourn your marriage, but also realize that you have inner beauty, you have outer beauty, and you need to see it because I promise you, you are so much stronger than you think. With that said, I again want to wish everybody a happy, healthy, safe, joyous new year. I thank you so much for listening. If you want to listen to more podcasts, read more articles, or find other wonderful Divorced Girl Smiling trusted partners, come see me at divorcedgirlsmiling.com. Thanks so much for listening, everyone. We'll talk to you real soon.